What's up? What we really think of youth. You who serve as deacons, teachers, and priests are as willing, reliable, and capable in doing your duty as we expect you to be. We admire you. Your vitality is infectious. Your abilities astounding. Your association invigorating. Bishop Keith B. McMullen, Second Counselor in the Presiding Bishopric, The Power of the Aaronic Priesthood, Ensign, November 2011, page 47.
International Art Competition, Call for Entries. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verses 4 through 6, the Lord invites us to arise and shine forth, so that our light may be a standard for the nations. He asks us to join together to support one another and become a refuge from the storm. The Church History Museum invites you, the youth of the worldwide church, to create original works of art that express what the 2012 mutual theme, Arise and Shine Forth, means to you. You might consider these questions as you prepare your art. What does it mean for Latter-day Saint youth to arise and shine forth? How can the light of Latter-day Saints be a standard for the nations? What kinds of storms or trials do youth face, and how does the gospel provide refuge? So pick up a brush, a pencil or pen, some paint, a camera, some clay, whatever you use to let your inner artist shine, and begin creating. For more information or to enter the competition online, go to lds.org/youthartcomp. You may begin submitting entries on Monday, January 2nd, 2012. All entries must be submitted by Friday, June 1st, 2012. A year full of service. The youth of one ward in Washington State came up with a plan to focus on service for an entire year. Throughout the year, each hour of service was marked by a white address label that was then attached to a large cardboard cutout of the temple. These young men and women came up with an amazing variety of ways to serve: babysitting, doing yard work, community coaching, doing baptisms for the dead, mentoring, helping at a community center, splitting wood, visiting a nursing home, tutoring, serving at school camp, and more. Many of the youth even turned down payment for their work, opting instead for the service stickers they could add to the temple cutouts. One of the main projects of the year was completely redoing the yard of a young woman leader going through chemotherapy. At their ward conference in January, these youth presented their stake presidency with two huge temple cutouts covered with their service bricks, representing the 2,070 hours given that year.
You're invited to do family history. In last October's General Conference, Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles invited you, and all of the youth of the Church, to learn about and experience the spirit of Elijah in your life by participating in family history work. To start learning about ways you can get involved right now, go online to lds.org/familyhistoryyouth and watch the video tutorials about family search and indexing. To get started, you'll need an LDS account, which requires you to find out your membership record number from your ward or branch clerk. Elder Bednar promised wonderful blessings to those who respond in faith to this invitation. Your love and gratitude for your ancestors will increase. Your testimony of and conversation to the Savior will become deep and abiding. And I promise you will be protected against the intensifying influence of the adversary. As you participate in and love this holy work, you will be safeguarded in your youth and throughout your lives. The hearts of the children shall turn. Ensign, November 2011, pages 26 and 27.
My testimony of prayer. When living the gospel, the first thing you should do is pray. Start the day off with a prayer and end your day with a prayer. Also, reading the scriptures and reading the talks in the Ensign helps us to live the gospel. When we pray and read the scriptures, being a good example to others will happen. Being a good example to others is another way to live the gospel and to teach others about the church. Amber D., 14, Tennessee, USA.
My favorite scripture, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. To me, this means don't fear. Heavenly Father is with you. Emily F., age 13, California, USA. Tell us about your favorite scripture in a paragraph or two. Send it to us along with a photo at newera.lds.org. Click on Submit Material.
Quotes from Conference. To hope and trust in the Lord requires faith, patience, humility, meekness, long-suffering, keeping the commandments, and enduring to the end. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Waiting Upon the Lord, Thy Will Be Done. Ensign, November 2011, page 72.
We've got mail. Swimming lessons. I was really uplifted when I came across the article, What Swimming Taught Me, June 2011. The story was about a girl learning how to swim and how embarrassed she felt when her friend was a better swimmer. What really caught my eye was how she overcame her fear of swimming by not giving up but believing that through trial and error she could excel at it. In fact, no matter what type of peer pressure it is, you can always read your scriptures, seek answers from your prayers, and ask a friend, church leader, or your bishop for support. I know that as a member of the church and a former swimmer, I will remember this message. Corey G., Arizona, USA.
Dating Q&A. When I read the May 2011 issue of The New Era, I came across the Questions and Answers article on dating before the age of 16. I was shocked because I had recently had a boyfriend, even though I'm not yet 16. When I read through the answers given, I felt the Spirit with me. I realized that by ending the relationship, I was keeping the standards. I'm so glad The New Era was there for me. Felicia L., Vermont, USA.
Rereading Role Models. I reread an article from the August 2009 issue called Role Models by Elder Benson E. Misalusha. Thank you for putting this article in the magazine. It was an answer to my prayer. I had just met someone who is very strong in the gospel. She has been through many trials and is still going strong. She is a role model for me, and I have learned so much from her about forgiveness and enduring through trials. Mason M., Utah, USA.
We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. By the numbers, 2,143. Number of subscribers who have joined the New Era email group. If you'd like to join our email list and get regular newsletters, usually sent monthly, just say so in an email to newera@ldschurch.org. On our honor, in early 2011, New Mexico, usually a mild desert state, felt record low temperatures. The freezing caused pipes all over the state to burst, including some in the stake center where the scouts of Troop 211 meet. Within hours, volunteers, including many of these scouts, were at the building to help clean up. But serving together is nothing new for the boys of the troop. Just days after helping clear out the building, parents and scouts gathered to hold a court of honor for the 10 boys from the ward who would be receiving Eagle Awards. These young men had performed a host of service projects in their community, including organizing a blood drive, cleaning up a baseball field, working on the landscaping, classrooms, and libraries of local schools, and assisting with research for eye diseases in Peru. In recognition of the boys' collective service, the city's mayor attended their court of honor and pronounced February 9th, 2011, as Troop 211 Eagle Scouts Day. End of What's Up.